Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Thank you for joining me at the start of a new week. And if you have been with us, then you know we're defining this word grace. Grace came up in the fifth verse of the first chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul's letter that we have been reflecting on. In Romans 1 verse 5, Paul writes, "We have received grace." Then we moved over to the Apostle Peter when he writes this in 2 Peter 3:18, "But grow in grace." And last week we asked, what does it mean to grow in grace? And to discuss that, I'm borrowing from Thomas Watson's analogy of grace being a seed that God plants deep in the soil of Christian people. Imagine a garden. It is the right time of the year for one. Out here at the very end of the street on which I live, my neighbor Ken has a rather lush garden. He grows all sorts of vegetables and flowers on his little patch of land. Every time I drive by, I always slow down to see how the growth is coming along. The seed that he carefully planted in the soil is now blooming flowers and will be ripe red tomatoes, eggplant, squash, whatever he has planted this year. The seed took root, and as it was well watered and received the sunlight, growth. Likewise, this is how we grow in grace. Grace is the seed. God has planted the seed in us. And now that grace must grow to the praise and honor of the gardener, God. As the season progresses and I watch my neighbor's garden grow, you can be sure that one day I will talk with Ken and give him a big compliment. "You've done a great job with your garden, Ken." And he will smile broadly from ear to ear. He will be proud. All his hard work has paid off again, and the neighbors are noticing. Likewise, when Christ's people grow in grace, God receives the praise and the glory. The honor is his, and he will be proud. You see, when we grow in grace, God gets the glory. People see in us radical life change, and they wonder how come our garden grows while theirs withers. This gives us an awesome opportunity to tell our neighbors about the amazing grace of God. The grace of God that also exists for them. I think you will agree that right now our city and our town and our whole country desperately needs the grace of God. The world is watching for Christians who have grown in grace and can offer them hope, peace, and love by way of peacemaking. The time is now for us to be like Ken's garden. There is such growth within us, pouring out in public, that people stop every time they walk by, drive by, and otherwise see us. And they ask, "How come the garden of your life is growing? How can you have such peace amidst such turmoil? How could you be so calm when all around us the world is falling apart?" "Oh," you tell them, "that's because of the grace of God planted in me by Jesus Christ. Let me tell you about him." Are you growing in grace? Are you producing much fruit for the gardener, who is God? Tomorrow, let's talk about how the gardens of our lives may need some work. So join me then for the next edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.